First things first, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart bring joy and truth to the hearts, to you and to others. May it be so. I'm going to scroll back and forth here. But I can't use that because I'm a mover when I talk. So I was born on Earth Day. And it's fun to say Earth Day is my birthday. It's not why I wanted to do an Earth Day celebration today, though. But it did inspire me to think about the different creation stories from different wisdoms. And one of my favorite Hebrew biblical scholars, Dr. Gaffney, says that Genesis starts with in beginning and not in the beginning. And in beginning sounds a bit more like a recipe. So like in beginning, the preparation time is probably a billion or so years. So in creation stories, we always find out how we were made and where did we come from. And this is a question I think that we've been asking for a really long time, kind of like four-year-olds, right? Why? Where do we come from? Why? But it brings meaning to us. And not just because it makes us related to ancestors who survived, but also because it feels like we are connected and grounded by something other than gravity. It gives us a starting point so that we don't sit all day with our mouths agape staring at the stars, assuming there's anything else that might capture our imagination more. Maybe the sea. We do know more about space than we do our own oceans. And that fascinates me as well. So I love orcas. I love them a lot. Because they're a lot like us in a lot of ways. But in some ways, they're so much better than humans as well. And they're smart and they're curious. They're mostly pod creatures, so they hang out with their families. And they use matrilineal lines, so they stick with their mothers. And they also seem to be subversive as well by bumping boats with their with their bodies and making boats inoperable in their habitats. So why do I bring all this up? Well, to quote Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park, life finds a way. And while he makes it sound kind of cryptic, I think it can also be poetic. So our ancestors' will to survive required brute strength, but it also required us to work together, right? And the famous anthropologist Margaret Mead is speculated to have said that the earliest signs of human civilization were found on bones that had a broken femur. Was allowed to heal nearly a millennia ago. It would have meant that this person was important enough to take care of, and someone would have risked their own life to tend to theirs. We are interdependent people. We still need each other to mend and to heal. And sometimes, in these early creation stories, people are made of dust or clay. And sometimes we're just blobs of material and breath gets blown into us and we begin. Maybe, right? The wisdom that we glean today is that, you know, we are carbon and made up of many of the same things that make up dust. And I like the idea of having breath blown into us suddenly and we're alive. Many of us do not really have an active relationship with dirt. I know that I don't. Most of us try to get rid of it as much as possible, right? But having a close relationship with dirt might make you appreciate the flowers and food that comes from it. You know, and if we're this dirt, right? And we think of dirt creates flowers and food. What about what we create? Ever notice how if you're working on a creative project and you get sucked in for hours and you just kind of forget about time? And sometimes the creator within us, you know, is telling us what to do. You know, do this, do that. The little voice that says, this would sound good. This would look amazing. You should make this. You know, you should do that thing. Maybe that is the creator, right? So in many of the ancient stories, especially from ancient Iraq and Egypt, there's a big flood. And the survivors give meaning to it by talking about it. And so many stories talk about water and its importance. One of the stories in creator stories from around the world talk about how a creator dives into a cosmic ocean to bring up and form the earth. That's kind of cool. Which if you think about it and you look at us from space, we do have a ton of water compared to other planets. We are called the blue planet after all. And our bodies themselves, our physical bodies, are made up of 60% water. And the world is made up of 70% water. I think that's pretty cool. It's not really relevant, but I mean, it's cool. But it is cool to think that we are living creatures and we need water. The world also needs water, right? And water is really interesting in how much it is formed within our lives. Some of us are born into water, right? We're baptized by it. It's used to cleanse us every day, right? And water often takes the shape of whatever it is poured into. And we use water to relate religions, like rivers all running to the sea. But if we can understand these metaphors, then we can understand the spiritual significance of polluting the earth's waters as well. Maybe in the moment that we have that realization, and they call it those big light bulb moments, you know, let there be light. Maybe that's the creator. And there's so much metaphor written into these stories. You know, spring is a time of a lot of energy, and there's signs of new life all around us. And I don't like to be reminded of the awful fate that awaits us, particularly, you know, when I'm enjoying spring. And I was with a friend not long ago near the climate clock in Union Square, where there's this giant countdown to our demise. And there's a spiritual whiplash that happens when you go from feeling super joyous about the tulips, you know, and then bam, the world is going to end. And one thing that I appreciate about the art, though, is that it meets its intended purpose, right? It shocks you into a different realm and a way of thinking. Art can do that to you. Metaphors can do that to you. It was a way of connecting us, you know, to something understood, sometimes even without words. Some of us might even have a physiological response, you know, like I did. Like something like aching in the pit of my stomach, right? And maybe that's the creator. Sometimes when we think about Earth Day, we think about recycling and composting, maybe doing a beach cleanup, consuming less, and all of those things are super, super helpful. And the biggest thing that we can do, and it's probably the easiest thing that we can do, you know, despite doing all the cleaning and the making sure that we recycle and consume less, the easiest thing that we can do is vote. When we talk about climate change like it's in the future, but it's now. And we all experience the weather changes. We all experience it within our bones as well. Remember, we have to think about how the world was here even before us. And all these creation stories, the world was here before us. The world will go on without us as well. And while we feel some sense or need to take care of it, it might first to be good to connect with it as well. Earth Day is a deeply spiritual day. It's not just because it's my birthday either, but because it's a time to think about something much bigger than ourselves and how we connect with that. And how you might want to continue to develop that connection. So maybe it is. Maybe it is touching dirt. Maybe it's getting your hands in water and feeling that water. Maybe planting a tree in the mud. Maybe it's singing, right? Moving your body, drawing something. And we inherited this great ability to heal one another with our love. And that's something that we can think about sharing as well. Something that we can think about creating as well. In the ancient stories of our bones, love is what kept us alive. So tomorrow, when you remember that it's Earth Day, think about a way that you might direct your thoughts and energy towards your connection with the Earth. What in-beginning story inspires you to love and appreciate Earth a little more? Maybe like a loved one whose bones you want to heal. So friends, just being here today, you've thought about our planet as land and water. You've thought about creation as breath, connection, and art. And may you find a way to connect deeply with a story that brings new life and creation to you and the world. And may it be so. Amen.